This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. It appears that Missouri has missed out on more than $2 billion in revenue over the past 9 years because it does not collect sales taxes on purchases made over the Internet. A report issued by the University of Missouri's Truman School of Public Affairs says that averages out to around $468 million a year. Jacob Hummel, the top Democrat in the Missouri House, says collecting taxes on Internet sales could help fund several critical needs, including K-12 schools.
School funding, you know, when adjusted for inflation, we're back at levels in the early 90s, and clearly this is a way to enhance revenue.
Republican legislative leaders are on the record as saying that authorizing Internet sales tax collections would be equal to a tax increase on Missouri businesses. The 2013 legislative session begins next week. The U.S. Senate has confirmed the appointment of a veteran Jackson County prosecutor as the new U.S. attorney for the 66-county Western District of Missouri. President Barack Obama nominated Angela Tammy Dickinson for the post in July. The Kansas City Star reports the nomination was one of dozens confirmed by the Senate on New Year's Day. Dickinson joined the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office in 1998 and has been the chief trial assistant in that office since 2002. She earned her law degree in 1998 from the University of Missouri-Columbia. The Justice Department's Western District of Missouri includes the cities of Columbia, Kansas City, Springfield, St. Joseph, and Jefferson City. University of Missouri System President Tim Wolfe announced a few changes to the organization of some administrative offices today. Wolfe will consolidate the roles of Vice President of Academic Affairs, which has been vacant for several years, and the Vice President of Economic Development. UM System spokesperson Jennifer Hollingshead says the new person in this position will work with Chief Academic, Research, and Economic Development Officers on all of the system campuses.
Allows the university system to really be much more nimble and much more conducive to working even better with the campuses and their organizational structures.
Wolf also announced the system's government relations and strategic communications departments will be merged into a new university relations department. Hollingshead says the main goal of these moves was to increase efficiency rather than hard dollar cost savings, with no plans for position eliminations. Wolf also announced today that Vice President of Finance and Administration Nikki Krawitz will be retiring in June. Missouri drivers will see changes in their driver's licenses beginning this year. The Department of Revenue says new licenses will have security features such as special printing, laser perforations, and barcodes. The state says the changes are designed to protect the owner's identity and fight fraud. The state also plans to issue temporary licenses at license offices, and drivers will receive their permanent licenses in the mail 7 to 10 days later. And drivers under the age of 21 will now get vertical licenses. The Revenue Department says the new licenses will be phased in by April and will be provided at no extra cost. A new survey of business leaders suggests the economy will remain sluggish in 9 Midwest and Plains states, and hiring will be slow over the next 3 to 6 months. The overall economic index for the region improved to 49.5 in December, but it remained in negative territory below the standard of 50. The overall index registered 48 in November and 46.5 in October. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says job growth will continue to be slow in the region, and some manufacturing jobs could be lost. The survey covers Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and South Dakota. The December employment index dipped to 48 from November's 50.5. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.